We got him. We got a live snake on the line. It's Mr. John Key from the National Party. Morning, John.
Hi, Spanky.
How you doing this morning?
I'm in Auckland. Just flew back from your fair town, from Christchurch, and on my way to Tauranga.
Now, actually, I heard a little rumour, which you may be able to confirm or deny, that you went and recently spoke at Lynwood College in Christchurch, didn't you?
Correct.
And there were a few cheeky little snotties there, putting their hands up, asking questions. Is that correct? Did you get kicked around a bit?
No, there were two boys who asked a lot of questions, and one questions written by the standard for them. Despicable left-wing John Key attack site funded by the Labour Party, no doubt.
Oh, that blog, the standard. Oh, really? Because everyone thought they sounded quite intelligent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it was quite amusing, but actually they were, I got a very, very warm response.
I bet.
Yeah. So you're not ex-Linwood, are you, Spanky?
No, I'm not ex-Linwood, don't worry. I'm from Nelson. I'm not from the Lynwood. Now, you must be over this whole Winston Peters thing, I imagine. Does he hate your guts now for screwing over New Zealand First? Because I always imagine you're walking through the corridors of Parliament, he's walking in towards you, you have to avoid eye contact.
Well, we're not planning our holidays together, that's for sure. Oh, but anyway, it is what it is. I mean, I think New Zealand's over it. You think about, the front page of the paper here is Nightmare on Wall Street. Got an economy that's not growing. 81,000 people leaving in a health system that doesn't work. I'm not really interested in talking about Winston Peters anymore.
Right, how did you feel about Labour trying to make you to blame for the world economy crisis? That was an interesting one, wasn't it?
A stretch, I think, would be one way to put it. Look, it was sort of absurd, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't even really dignify a response given I left 7 years ago. I don't know who Michael Cullen thinks he's been looking at for the last 6 years in the House.
Tell me about this policy of yours that you've just put out to wipe doctors and nurses' student loans. What's that all about?
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously we're losing a lot of our health professionals. So doctors, nurses, midwives, we'd like to do something about retaining more of them in the system. So what we're doing is we're having a student loan write-off that will work adjusted on the average anticipated sort of student loan that they would have. If you're a doctor, the way it will work, it's about $10,000 a year written off. You have to stay 3 years continuously in a hard-to-staff area, but obviously you might move those, or you might go and do some extra training. That would all be fine. And then in that three-year period, you stay to $30,000 written off your loan. You stay another year, another $10,000, another year, $10,000. So total of $50,000 over 5 years. And the view is, if you did that, you came out with an average doctor's student loan, about $75,000, and you made your mandatory minimum requirements that you'd be required to do under the law, you'll be debt-free in 5 years. And the same for nurses. Smaller amount, $3,500, but debt-free within 5 years.
But it's not for everyone, is it? So if I went and became a doctor now, or, started going through the process, there's a limited amount of these that you're offering, is that right?
Well, we're sort of anticipating it'd be 50 to 100 doctors and around about 200 to 250 nurses and midwives. So, yeah, anyone could apply. Obviously, not everyone's going to want to work in the hard staff area or going to work in an area where there's specialist need. But yeah, we'd like to accommodate as many as we can.
Now, John, have you had your prostate checked yet?
Funnily enough, last year I had a big medical. I went down to Antarctica last year.
Ooh.
Great place to go, by the way, if you ever get a chance. And I had it checked.
Tell me, what was it like? Because I'm a younger man. I haven't reached the 40 mark. What was it like when they did the old? If you know
it
what I mean.
It takes your relationship with the doctor to a whole new level.
God, blimey.
Once they get the rubber glove out, my advice is to act nervously.
They lubed it up, though, don't they? They don't just do it without assistance, do they?
Yeah,
I hope so.
I suppose they do, but I can't say I was paying a lot of attention at that point.
You didn't have.
I was trying to drift my mind off into all sorts of other more interesting things. You know?
You didn't have any side mirrors.
Day
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
right.
That.
No side mirrors. This is what Election Day is going to feel like.
No
oh!
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm hoping not, Spanky, but
Now, John, now there is something that National and Labour do have in common, which I guess you won't, I bet you won't be able to guess what it is.
We mix our colours together with purple.
Yeah, but... no, that's still going back to the rubber glove talk. Now, you both have no policy making good on New Zealand's promise of giving 0.7% of our GDP to international aid. I was talking to someone and they were saying the Greens and United Future, they've come to the party with it. Why is it that you major parties are so stingy?
Yeah, the Millennium Development Goals is what it's called. And, yep, we're a signatory to that or signed up to that. The question is how long it takes actually to get there. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea that we, you know, do that. And we're building our aid program. We're at about 0.35% at the moment, so about halfway there. Brown's made a pretty big push on it because, you know, most countries actually weren't living up to their commitments. So he's been sort of making a push. The one thing I would say is there's two aspects to aid development. So one is the physical cash you give. The second bit is trade. So while we're probably not the biggest donor, either in nominal terms or percentage of GDP, we are highly supportive of trade, and that makes an enormous difference to developing countries.
If National get in the next election, what kind of time frame are we looking here? Like, do you think in your first term you'd be getting up to 7%, or are we looking at 50 years down the track?
Well, it's definitely not the first term. So at the moment, the build-up in the budget on the aid program is to take us to 0.35, and I can't see us getting much above that at this point, but over time we'll obviously work to try and do better.
So in intention, are you intentional about getting to 0.7%?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're signatories to the development goals, so, yeah, over time we would be keen to get there. I mean, the one thing on aid, you know, for us, there's two other aspects, I'd say. One is that we're keen to direct more aid into the Pacific. It's not that we wouldn't obviously support international aid programs. Clearly, we'll continue to do that. But we think our greater bang for our buck, if you like, can happen in the Pacific. And secondly, we've got some real concerns about the efficiency of New Zealand aid, NZA. In fact, the Auditor General undertook a review of them recently, and it was fairly damning, I've got to say.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep talking about this, I think. We'll keep seeing how this goes. Now, lastly, it's kind of a wonderful historical thing, isn't it? Mr. Brash had mud thrown at him. Mr. Cohen has now been chased through a field by them. Mm. I was wondering, have you had many run-ins yet with Maori activists?
Not yet. They're embracing me, Spanky.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I bet they can't wait. Do you think they're scheming something exciting for you?
Well, those boys in Tūhoe theoretically were.
I can imagine you waking up and having a mocker on your face. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I hope it's an N if they're going to do that. I hope it's sort of, you know, some sort of mocker that's got an N embedded in it somewhere.
What's National's feelings about Black Power applying to gain status as an official iwi? Do you think that's a good idea, actually, of how you would reconcile some of these gang violence, or is it a publicity stunt?
Latter, I think. Yeah. The law, as I understand it, any individual can put in a treaty claim. Black Power weren't established before 1840, so they're not an iwi or a hapu. They could theoretically, as an individual could make a claim, but I don't have a lot of time for the gangs, I've got to say.
Now, it's been a real pleasure hearing about your prostate, and I'm glad that you've got that checked out.
Well, I feel as though we've taken our relationship to a new level now.
And I think every time I talk to you, I will try to check up on something to do with your medical health, because I want to make sure you're looking after yourself, because if you are the future Prime Minister, no good having you falling dead on me, is it?
Yeah, well, I've been going for a few more runs recently. I wouldn't describe myself as Nick Willis, but I'm probably going for about three a week for half an hour.
Oh, well, next time we'll talk about your fitness regime.
Okay, then.
Thank you, John.
Yes, thank you.
Catch you later. See you. That's John Key there, leader of the National Party.